Hi, I'm Doug Tribou. We'll have Bill Littlefield's commentary in just a minute. But first, here's a look at what's coming up on this weekend's show. Lawnmower Demolition Derby. That is coming up first and foremost. We'll also talk to Dave Revson, the former ESPN play-by-play announcer who's now an anchor for the Big Ten Network. He has a new book. It's called The Opening Kickoff, and it looks at football's formative years, really formative, between 1890 and 1915. And the U.S. Open in tennis is coming up. We'll hear about Canada's top female talent who's being touted as the next Maria Sharapova. Also, we'll have a story about how the economy in Spain is affecting the soccer leagues there and really wreaking havoc on some teams. And we'll go to Hong Kong, where OAG regular Charlie Schroeder has a story about a little league there for children of people from other countries, diplomats, expats, things like that. They're scrabbling together games, playing on some tough fields. We'll hear about it. And that's in contrast to the Little League World Series, which is getting all kinds of attention on television and in the news these days, which has Bill Littlefield yearning for simpler times.
There are wall-to-wall televisions where I work, even though where I work is a radio station. There are many mysteries. Anyway, the televisions are always on, even though the sound is always off, and recently one of the televisions has featured 12 or 13-year-old kids playing baseball every day. Kids playing baseball is a fine thing. Kids should play baseball. When they do it, they should be wearing whatever they happen to put on that morning, and their caps shouldn't match. To get to the diamonds, probably dusty, where they play, the kids should ride their bicycles. They should hang their baseball gloves on the handlebars of those bicycles and carry their bats across the handlebars or in the racks on the back. When they reach the park, the kids should designate two captains. They shouldn't be the same ones as yesterday. The captain should take turns choosing their teammates, ensuring that the teams are more or less evenly matched. Everybody should have the opportunity to play, including the kid who will be tucked away in right field until he develops enough coordination to play somewhere else, or until the day when so few players show up that nobody has to play right field. While they await their turn to hit, the kids should not sit in dugouts. There shouldn't be dugouts. There should be wooden benches painted green with a lot of initials carved in them. Protruding from the ground in front of the benches, there should be the knobs of broken baseball bats that the kids have pounded into the ground with the energy they didn't use up playing baseball. There should be no coaches. There should be no umpires. Ties should go to the runner. There should be arguments about close plays, and the various ways in which those arguments are settled should teach kids not only to settle their own arguments, but also something about how some ways of settling arguments are better than others. There should be 3 outs to an inning in the games the kids play, but there needn't be 9 innings or 7. The game should go on until the time when each kid has to climb back on his or her bicycle in time for all of them to make it home for dinner. The kids would remember hits they'd gotten that day, or plays they'd made or not made, or maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they'd just be looking forward to the next game. It would be okay if the kids didn't remember the score. If asked, maybe they'd shrug. Needless to say, there would be no video to check.
Only a Game airs on the weekends, but during the week, check out Only a Blog. We're posting all kinds of different stories and great sports content there. That's Only a Blog at onlyagame.org. Thanks for listening.